Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us as well is Mark Zell. He's an American-Israeli lawyer, chairman of Republicans Overseas Israel, vice president of Republicans Overseas Globally. With an extensive background in both international and U.S.-Israel relations, Mark is uniquely placed to help us unpack the ever-evolving legal and political implications of South Africa's genocide case against Israel at the ICJ, especially in light now of reports that Brazil is looking to. Before joining us, from your perspective, does the South African case at the ICJ still carry any real legal weight?
Well, the answer to that is yes, insofar as the case is ongoing. As you know, it was filed in November of 2023, in January of 24, the court, and then again in May of 24, the International Court of Justice issued what were called a ruling on provisional measures, which said that it didn't rule whether or not there was actual genocide committed by Israel in Gaza, but simply stated that that there was a plausible allegation of genocide, and therefore Israel was obligated to take certain precautions to prevent genocide from occurring, such as providing humanitarian aid to Gaza. And later on, there was a ruling that Israel could not enter Rafah on the border, which Israel ultimately disregarded. And then about in October of 24, South Africa submitted a 750-page, it's called a memorial, it's like a brief, setting forth its case against Israel. And then, as of the moment, Israel was supposed to have filed its response on July 28th of this year, but it got an extension due to the complexity of the case and the need to reply to all these specific evidence supplied by South Africa and the other intervening countries. So Israel has until January 12th, 2026 to respond to the merits of the genocide claim. And that's where we stand right now. So the case is very much ongoing. I believe, and many international jurists believes, that this case is utterly inappropriate. It's baseless on the merits of genocide, and was brought primarily for political purposes by South Africa and the other countries that have intervened on behalf of South Africa, but including Brazil as of yesterday. But nevertheless, the case is ongoing, and these cases take years to decide. There have only been two or three cases in which have dealt with this issue under the Genocide Convention, and each of them took between 10 and 15 years for the court to decide because of the complexity of the cases, particularly the requirement that in order to be held liable, the accused state needs to be the complaining state needs to show that the state complaining of accused of genocide needs to show specific genocidal intent, that is a specific intent to destroy people. Anyway, so that's where we stand. The case is very much alive, unfortunately.
Right. And the support of Brazil or any other states, does that shift the legal or diplomatic dynamic?
No, not really. It's all political. These are political cases primarily, but especially as they concern Israel. And there's been maybe, I think, about 10 countries, including Brazil, Colombia, the Maldives Islands, Belize, and Cuba, and Belgium, Spain, have filed, sought to intervene under the Genocide Convention. Some of them are actually backing South Africa about the merits of the case. Some of them are just expressing their opinion about interpreting the meaning of genocide under the Genocide Convention. And one country, ironically, Germany, has filed on behalf of, has intervened on behalf of Israel, precisely because, you know, genocide and the whole concept arose out of the Holocaust, and Germany is saying, well, we know something about the Holocaust and Israel's right. So it's a crazy case. Yeah.
In terms of Israel's strategy and response, how has Israel responded to the case in terms of both the court and, as you've said, because it's political, the court of political and public opinion? Has Israel done enough?
Well, look, a lot of previous cases dealing with issues arising out of Israel's liberation of the West Bank and so on, Israel has declined to submit to respond to claims brought against it in the International Court of Justice. In this case, because it's under the Genocide Convention, Israel decided to participate in the case and has actively opposed South Africa's claim at the provisional stage. It lost its arguments at the provisional stage about plausible genocide and provisional measures. But I think Israel, there's a real question whether Israel should have participated at all. There's a lot of debate about that. I'm not going to be critical of Israel's because I think on the facts, this case clearly should be decided against South Africa. But because the ICJ, unfortunately, is not only an international court but also a political body, I am concerned about how it may turn out in the end. Under the international law, I don't think there's any question that Israel is innocent of the charge of genocide under the convention. But that will take years to decide, and until it is decided, that cloud will hang over Israel for the foreseeable future.
So, finally, what should the public understand that mainstream legal coverage is perhaps missing?
Well, just like most coverage of Israel, particularly now we're dealing in the post-October 7th world, you know, where you see the world has really gone topsy-turvy, upside down, crazy, notwithstanding the Hamas atrocities, which are just abominable. The world, the international community, has been protesting against Israel largely. So this is the kind of world. This is why I say these kind of legal proceedings are just a form of lawfare, you know, that Israel's enemies are using to delegitimize it. And therefore, the public should not relate seriously to these kinds of proceedings, like the one that South Africa has brought in the International Court of Justice, or the criminal proceedings investigations that have been commenced by the International Criminal Court, which is a different court, against Prime Minister Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Gallant. They're very, very serious questions here, legal questions. And I think Israel comes out as the winner in all these cases. But nevertheless, they take time. And until they're finally decided, then the Israel has to kind of grin and bear it until the final decisions come in. And even when the final decisions come in, they may not be to Israel's liking because of the political nature of these proceedings.
Mark Zell, thank you for that. Mark is an American Israeli lawyer, chairman of Republicans Overseas Israel, and vice president of Republican Overseas Globally. Thank you for bringing us that perspective.